Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Tune into Beyond Damascus on weekends here on St. Gabriel or through your favorite podcast app. Today we're going to be focusing on a gospel reading from Matthew chapter 25. Verses 1 through 13. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is from Matthew chapter 25. Verses 1 through 13, this is one of those haunting parables that we read and we hope, oh goodness, Lord, in your mercy, I pray that this never applies to me. The reading that we see today, it makes a lot of sense in light of a number of the readings that we hear, that we've heard even this week, where Jesus is critical of those people who would say they are ready, who would say they are religious, who would say they are focused, the scribes and the Pharisees we see in the example of the times of Jesus, right? But even today, those who would say we're ready, but who, when the day comes, would actually not be ready to engage in relationship with Jesus. I love the implication of today's reading, and the word I would identify here that I believe is very important for us to focus on is readiness. That Jesus expects us to do the work to make ourselves ready. Why? Because are we gonna earn our way into heaven? No, we're not going to earn our way into heaven. Just in the same way that these virgins who have readied their lamps, they don't earn their way into the wedding feast. We make ourselves ready so that when we hear the word of God, so that when the bridegroom comes, so that when we receive that call to mission, when we receive that invitation, that we are, in a way, prepared to receive it well, right? That we are ready so that we might receive the word. In just the same way that, you know, Jesus in the parable of the sower and the seed, right? There's something about the good soil that makes it a better place to sow the word of God. Well, did the good soil just get lucky? No, friends, I think the good soil made itself ready. How do we do this? This is the purpose of the discipline of the faith, right? Why is it that we commit to a daily time of prayer, of personal prayer? Why is it that we engage in the discipline of devotion, right? It's not so that we can earn our way to heaven. It's so that we can make ourselves ready. Right, you've heard that saying that in heaven you'll be granted your greatest desire. Let's hope your greatest desire is Jesus. you'll be given that thing that you want most. Let's hope that thing that you want most is Jesus. We're given the opportunity in today's gospel reading, that this reading from Matthew chapter 25, we're given the opportunity to know that we will be called to account for the way that we have made ourselves ready or not. We have that opportunity in this life to prepare ourselves to receive the invitation. Let's commit ourselves to doing it so that when the day of the Lord comes, whether it be through the word of another person, whether it be through some spectacular opportunity or invitation, that we are ready to receive and respond.